Daily Misspace Coast with the Gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry Broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
He said, we're not together in our prayer. That prayer is not going to come through. Isn't that something? If you're married, we have to get on the same page. Listen to what it says. He said here in the high priest, remnant of the people, saying, who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? Talk about former glory. Even in the statistics, say how things have changed. The 90% of believers in America is not 90% anymore. I'm pretty sure if all of us could just think back 20 years ago and what church looked like. What does it look like? Can you remember? I can remember back when our pastor had a revival and was going somewhere, no matter how great a distance, you have at least 4 or 5 carloads of people going too. Oh, there's a revival. Guess what? Everybody going to the revival. Just think about years ago, the church I was in, little girl, they had to wear socks. You couldn't wear little panties and all the pantyhose. Matter of fact, the church I came out of, you couldn't even have your ears pierced. That's way back then. That's way back. But even though all these things were in place, one thing that wasn't out of place was their trust and their belief in God. They were believing God for dinner. My pastor talked sometime about how should we just go home and not have food on the table and had enough faith to believe that God was going to send food. And you know what he did? He sent the food. Why are we believing God for today? Do we really believe God? Back then, this is what I remember from church back then. How my pastor would drive to the gas station not having gas and just park and wait because somebody supposed to come to give them gas. What kind of foolishness is that? But the thing about it, the faith was so strong that it worked. What is our faith strong enough to believe God for? He said if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed. What can happen? So we lacking in a lot of things we believe God for. So God said, I'm going to do something in the church. I don't care if it's come down to dwindle down to 2 members. So I'm going to do something in the church. Listen to what he told them. He said, praise God, think about how church used to be. I can remember the time that we would go into church, we would have church, and some people leave church and were still in their prayer language. Get in and couldn't get out. Couldn't get out. Been long, there you go. Some was slain in the spirit, had to be carried out. In church. Where the glory of the Lord come in and fill the temple. Yeah. That's what I remember. Can you remember the former days? we talked about the spirit moving, what we were saying, demons cast out. People being delivered from alcohol, come in drunk, leave out sober. Yeah. Can you remember when? How do you see? What can you remember about church back in the day? What can you remember? The unity. What can you remember? That they were there in church. They were believing and trusting God. And if you wasn't in church, somebody would check on you. They was concerned enough where they didn't see you in church. They would check on you. Are you all right? I didn't see you. Miss you today. Anybody call anybody this week told me missed them last week? Okay. Let me go. That wasn't in the message. It was, but the Lord just didn't give it to me to write it down. He says, who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? He said, how do you see it now? How do you see it now? Our church has changed so much. Just be honest, church is nothing like it used to be. It's changed so much. He said, does it not seem to you like nothing in comparison? Man, God just, this is it. When I compare to what used to happen and what's happening now. But he tells the people this. He said this. He said, take courage. Look at somebody and tell them, take courage. Take courage, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Take courage. Also, Joshua, the son of Jehoshadak, all your leaders take courage, because a lot of times when things start happening, the leaders get disappointed. They'll get discouraged because it don't look like things are where they should be. So the first thing the Lord had to deal with the leaders, he said, y'all take courage now. You can't be like the people. You have to be encouraged. You can't be whining because you have to be in the place you hear everybody else whining. I can't get to you with my prayer because you whining every time I come. Before I tell you what I'm believing God for, you telling me all that went wrong in your life. So he said, take courage. Zerubbabel, take courage. Joshua. Then he said, and all you people of the land, take courage. If we don't have anything else today, we all should have courage that God is going to move. Now, I'm believing God not only to move in my life, but I believe God to move in your life too. I believe God, and I trust God and believe God with you, that God will move into whatever petition you put before him. He said, listen, take courage also, Joshua, the son of Jehoshadak, the high priest, and all of you people of the land, take courage. Declares who? The Lord. Take courage and work. Need to do something. Don't say, well, you know, if we had a few more, I can do it. If this was in place, then we can do this. He said, no, work. New Testament, he tells us to work out our own soul salvation. With fear, that means with reverence of God. Work. And I was praying, I was putting a lesson together, and it came to me, I need at least one person to see Lady Orange and let her know that we call them in Edenville, they're called, we got some snipers that's in the building. They stealth. You don't know where they are. We need some spiritual snipers. We need a couple of snipers in here that's going to be praying during service. Somebody that can see the devil when he's moving. Because do you know that the devil move in church? Need some snipers that came up when you see the enemy trying to come in the praise, that you can begin to pull out that rifle, your tongue, your spiritual tongue, and begin to get into some spiritual warfare. How you come in all through the service. The devil always moving. He's always moving. But if we had a couple of snipers in here, Somebody, the only thing, your assignment is when you get in here, your assignment, you ain't got to be praying out, but you're praying about to be praying for the service. Right now, God, empower them. Let your word come, Lord, right now, God. Pray right now, God. Move, Lord. Speak, Lord. Some prayer. Two things we got to realize and we're going to leave. He said, take courage and work, for I am with you, declared the Lord of hosts. Look at someone and tell them God is with you. Yeah. And that's without any buts. Because a lot of times we hear something, but then we have to put the butt in there. Now keep your butt out of it. You know I would, but you don't realize. I could, but you know, yeah. I hear what you're saying, but hey, listen. God is with you. God is with you. Verse 5 says, "As for the promise which I made to you when you came out of Egypt." My spirit is abiding in your midst. When I came out of Egypt and received Christ in my life, guess what? I got God along with. He's on the inside of me. Do not fear. Do not fear. Do not be anxious. Anxiety. Be anxious for nothing but in everything through prayer and supplication. I may get ahead of myself. Listen to what it says. I could have to read on. He said, but two things we need to know. In the first verse, verse 5, for the promises which I made to you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit is abiding within your midst. And the first thing, do not fear. Back then with fear, we used to say what it was? False evidence appearing real. I see it look real, but that's not God. That's not what he showed me. That's not what he promised me. Somebody right now walking in fear about some things that haven't even happened yet. You're worried about it. You got pressed down. You're down in that place. It haven't even happened yet. But because you heard it, because you saw it, because somebody told you this is what it's going to be, now we all worry.
Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor, it's been a blessing to serve you with the word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His word decreed that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.